counsel of Moses and show disrespect, you dash yourself against a sword, a steel. The sword feels no shame from taking your life. This is your own fault, old brother, your own fault.
Okay, what happened? Think about it again. Moses explained everything to him, right? And he said, okay, you did this, you did that, and now you're going to die. The only thing I should do and I could do is about your faith. The guy started to vomit. Aha, when do you vomit? When you have eaten something and you don't like it, or your body doesn't like it, you bring it out, right? When you hate something, you vomit. When you dislike something, you vomit. And when you hear that you're going to die, you vomit. Therefore, he would say, what's the use of vomit? Why do you vomit? Because what did you do? This is something coming back to you. What's the use of vomiting? What's the use of bringing up whatever you ate? Because the harm is already done. You have done something wrong. Even in here, the guy is not ready to pay the price of wrongdoing. Yes.
Moses prayed for that person that he might depart from the world in faith. At dawn, Moses began orisoning, saying, O God, do not take the faith from him. Do not carry it away. Act in royal fashion. Forgive him, for he has erred and behaved with impudence and transgressed exceedingly. I said to him, this knowledge is not meant for thee, but he deemed my words extorting and vain. That one lays hand on the dragon, whose hand makes the rod a dragon.
Aha! Suddenly, everything changed. Rumi brought in a short paragraph, and this is not the savior. The next one is, here is the prayer of Moses. And he does it early in the morning. Why? Because that's a time of sun rising. That's enlightenment, remember? That's a time that Moses chooses. And look at it carefully. It is as if we have two different Moses. The first Moses is a logical fellow, and he will tell the guy, no, shut up, you did something wrong and you're going to die. Okay, maximum I could do is save your faith. Suddenly, you will see, no, this is a different Moses. When he's talking to God, he's all positive. And he's asking for the forgiveness that he didn't do it himself. Because only he could forgive you when you do that kind of stuff. Even the prophet doesn't let him to interrupt. You did something bad to the other people. Why should I forgive you? Yes, God. Okay, now he's explaining to the God. How did he do it? First of all, he said, okay, forgive him because he was nasty. He did exaggeration and all of that. I told him that this knowledge is not good for you. He thought that I'm just saying no. Isn't this what happened to everyone? When you go and ask for something and the answer is no, what do you think? How do you feel? Oh, I was rejected. They didn't give me what I wanted. Oh, it was simple. I didn't want a lot. All that explanation, we say, this is it. When you're talking to the mirror, you shouldn't think like this. But the cock brain is thinking like this, that if they're not giving it to me, they're not giving it to me. Not that it was bad for me. We will not get that. Then, let's go back to the main subject that Moses is famous about. Because when we talk about Moses, we are talking about one side is Moses, the other side is Pharaoh. But in between, the Pharaoh could be in the hand of this fellow, dragon. Dragon is part of Pharaoh. Dragon is the best animal who represents the ego. Do you remember why? His breath is fire of Satan, right? And that's all it does. Nothing else. That's what the dragon is all about. But no, that dragon, that burning stuff, is very good when you have a match to lit up the fire. When it is in the hand of the Moses, turns around from a dragon to, do you remember? The logical conversation. That's what the difference is. And we are going to hear about it a lot. Here, Rumi intentionally will go towards that dragon to say, listen, this dragon and the hand are almost the same. Dragon is not coming from outside. Dragon is here. Yes?
To learn the secret of the unseen is fitting for him who can seal his lips and refrain from speech.
You see that this doesn't refer to the dragon, doesn't refer to anything in this story somehow. But it was needed to be brought here. To say what? To say, you know what? There is some secrets. Don't you want to learn it? Impossible. It's not good for you. You know who is ready to learn the secret? The fellow who will zip it. Because I learned the secret. I make it public. It's a secret. I keep it secret. Because there is a logic for that being secret. And that logic was explained to us. He said, you should be ready for that stuff. If not, knowledge will increase your arrogance. Knowing more means believing more in yourself. This is just the opposite of what we are talking about. Here we say, look at the dragon. Okay? The dragon is the ego. Who is really ready to learn the secret? The fellow without the dragon. When you could shut it up, yes?
None but the waterfowl is proper for the sea. Understand. And God best knoweth the right course.
This is something that I told you. It will happen a lot of times when Rumi wants to say something. He will put it in a verse, but a piece of that verse is something that everybody knows and it's a common sense in it and all that. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ بِالصَّوَابِ means that I know this, but the real correct one he knows. Means we are not that, let's say we are not that sure about it, except that comes from there. Right? Okay, that's the attitude. But what is the point here? Here he will say, you know what? Only the ducky is good to be in the ocean. The rest of the birds, no. The birds that is familiar with the water, the ducky. Do you remember who the ducky is? He brought it here, the shams, the exceptional stuff. You will say, that exceptional fellow is the only fellow who is qualified to understand the secrets. And he should keep it secret. He handed it to me. I'm keeping it secret, but I'm trying to hand it to you. Be careful and understand this. Because, pay attention that here I brought the cock, which is the opposite of the duck. Remember that. Yes?
He went into the sea, and he was not a waterfowl. He sank. Take his hand, O loving one.
This is the father of Shams. You remember that. Remember, the father of Shams suddenly
If he followed the Shams,
God will save him. That's the prayer. He didn't. He let Shams go. This is what the point is here. For the moment, we'll see it next time, inshallah. Okay, you want it to be read today or next time? Next time. I'll do it twice. گفت باری نطق سگ کلور دراز نطق مرغ خانگی کهل پراز گفت موسا این تو دانی رو رسید نطق این حرف و شلط بر تو پدید بامدادان از برای امتحان ایستاد و منتظر بر آستان خادم سفره بیفشند و فتاد پاره نان بیات آثار زاد در رو بودم را خروسی چون گرو گفت سگ کردی تو بر ما ظلم رو دانه گندم توانی خورد و من عاجزم در دانه خوردن در وطن گندم و جو را و باقی حبوب می توانی خورد و من نه ای تروب این لب نانی که قسم ماست نان می رو با این قدر را از سگاه Okay, because today I was a little bit out of center, I should tell you a secret here in this verse. You can eat corn and barley and the rest of the grains, right? In Persian is not like that. Because for a lot of these grains, put it together, we call them hububat. Okay? So hububat means collection of these grains. But the hub, do you remember hub is love. Hububat means loving stuff here. I mean, secretly he talks about the loving stuff that you have the weeds, the barley, and the loving stuff, but I cannot enjoy from this turub, which means the sources of happiness. So the words are very carefully done over there. If it was Persian class, I needed 20 minutes explanation of all of that. But you got it all, and you're feeling it, inshallah. پس خروشش گفت تن زن قب مخور که خدا بدهد عوض زینت دیگر اسب این خواجه سقط خواهد شدن روز فردا سیر خور کم کن حضر مرچگان را عید باشد مرگ عصر روزی وافر بود بی جهد و کس عصر را بفروغ چون بشنید مرد پیش سگ شد آن خروس روی زر روز دیگر همچنان نان را ربود آن خروس و سگ بر او لب بر او شد که خروسش دیده چند این دروغ ظالمی و کاذبی و بیفروغ عصر کش گفتی سقط گردد کجاست کور اخترگوی و محرومی زراز گفت او را آن خروس با خبر که سقط شد از رو جای دیگر عصر را بفروخت و جست و از زیان آن زیان انداخت او بر دیگران لیک فردا از ترش گردد سقط مرسگان را باشد آن نعمت فقط زود از تر را فروشیدم هریس یافت از غم و زیان اندم مهیس روز سالس گفت سگ با آن خروس ای امیر کاظبان با تبل و کوس گفت او بفروخت از در را شتاب گفت فردایش غلام آید مصاب چون غلام او بمیرد نانها بر سگ و خواهنده ریزند اقربا این شنید و آن غلامش را فروخت رست از خسران و رخ را برفروخت شوک ها میکرد و شادی ها و که من رستم از سه واقعه اندر زمن تا زبان مرغ و سگ آموختم دیده ی سور بزا را دوختم روز دیگر آن سگ محروم گفت که خروس ژاژخا کوتاه و جفت چند آخر دروغ و مکر تو خود نپرد جز دروغ و از وکر تو گفت هاشا از من و از جنس من که بگردیم از دروغی ممتن ما خروسان چون مؤذن راستگوی هم رقیم آفتاب و وقت جو پاسبان آفتابیم از درون گر کنید بالای ما تشکی نگو پاسبان آفتاب اندولیا در بشر واقف ز اسرار خدا اصل ما را حق پی بانگ نماز داد هدیه آدمی را در جهاز گر به ناهنگام سهوی